Hi, I'm John Berry, and you're listening to Lee Williams.
Remember that 65 Mustang that I bought in 74? I used to like to take you driving and get lost on those old dirt roads. And we'd pull off on the side, and then I'd hold you tight. Let's do that tonight. Come on and kiss me in the car. Kiss me in the car. Yeah. Now we can sit out in the driveway. Do it the right way. From the heart. Let me take you back. And we'll find that same old star. Come on and kiss me in the car. Kiss me in the car. Time you kiss me is when I'm heading out for my job. I called you to say we need to have a day. Baby, it ain't too late. Come on and kiss me in the car. Kiss me in the car. Yeah. Now we can sit out.
It's good to be back with you, Lee. Well, what we've got going right now, we have a TV show that's called Songs and Stories with John Berry. The reruns just finished up season one. Season one aired, and then the reruns of season one aired, and they just wrapped up or are wrapping up. We're getting ready to shoot season two at the Fontanelle here in Nashville. Those of you who listeners that don't know the Fontanelle, that is the old estate of Barbara Mandrell. And in recent years, she has sold it, and the new owners have added an amphitheater, a winery, all kinds of different things. And one of the things that they have closer to the street, because of course the estate is set back in the hills, but the closer to the main road, they put in a wonderful little store, a restaurant, and a wine tasting facility. And in the wine tasting facility is a great room, big fireplace, beautiful views out the glass windows, and a stage. And we're going to shoot season two in the winery. And we got some great guests lined up for this season. Season one, we had Billy Ray Cyrus, Susie Boggess, Mo Pitney, Billy Dean, Leroy Parnell, Delbert McClinton, a host of others, and just it was a lot of fun. And the point of our show is to talk about these songs that they've written, some of them they've written, but songs they've recorded, and to find out what the story is about these songs. We want to hear the backstory of why they really chose to sing this song, or what that song meant to them, or is there a, and one of the questions I ask them, is there a song that changed their life? Like for Billy Ray Cyrus, it was Achy Breaky Heart. I mean, it literally changed the course of his life. For me, it was a song that I had never sang or recorded or written. I heard it on the radio. It was a song called Ships That Don't Come In by Joe Diffie. And I heard that song in late winter of 92, sometime in February of 92. I was driving home about 2 o'clock in the morning, heard it on the radio, and when Joe sang the line, "And those who stand on empty shores and spit against the wind, and those that wait forever for ships that don't come in," it hit me like a freight train.
Hi, everybody. I'm Joe Diffie, and you're listening to my friend Lee Williams.
I could tell he'd had a tough life by the way he sat and stared. And me, I'd come to push and shove, so I pulled up a chair. We talked of roads untraveled, we talked of love untrue, of strings that come unraveled. We were kings and kindred fools. And just when I'd hit bottom, that old man raised his glass and said, "At least we've had our chances. There's those who never have." So here's to all the soldiers who have ever died in vain, insane locked up in themselves, the homeless down on Main. To those who stand on empty shores and spit against the wind, and those who wait forever for ships that don't come in. Said it's only life's illusions that bring us to this bar, to pick up these old crutches and compare each other's scars. 'Cause the things we're calling heartaches, hell, they're hardly worth our time. We bitch about a dollar when there's those without a dime. And as he ordered one last round, he said, "I guess we can't complain. God made life a gamble, and we're still in the game." So here's to all the soldiers who have ever died in vain, ain't locked up in themselves, the homeless down on Main. To those who stand on empty shores and spit against the wind, and those who wait forever for ships that don't come in, and those who wait for ships that don't come in.
I got home and I woke my wife up. I said, "Baby," I said, "I've had bigger dreams than being a club singer in Athens, Georgia." And I said, we've got to come up with a plan. And we stayed up all night and came up with a plan and ended up coming to Nashville. Our plan was to do a showcase every 6 weeks for a year. And if we couldn't get any attention, we'd punt, come up with something else. We did one showcase in May of 1992 at a place called Douglas Corner. And we sent out 250 invitations, industry folks. One guy showed up. And that one guy got me a record deal with Capitol Records. And we did one showcase at Douglas Corner, and we went back there 25 years later, and we shot our TV show at Douglas Corner. We had a great group of guests, and we really, season two, we're actually going to have the guests do two songs instead of three, because we had so many great stories in season one that never made the show, because we had to get the music in there. And the stories are as important or more so than just getting a bunch of songs in there. We want to really hear the depth of these things, so we're looking forward to what we've got lined up for this year.
For all the guests that you had, which one stood out the most with the most in-depth story or the funniest story?
Well, there was a lot of great stuff. Neil McCoy was awesome. He was just a terrific guest and just as entertaining as he could be, but had a really good story about some of the songs that he did. And Mo Pitney was awesome. He was he's an old soul, you know, and just he was remarkable. Delbert McClinton, I felt like I was sitting next to Elvis. I had such I've always loved Delbert's music, and it was a real treat to get to be there with him. And one of the guests on this upcoming season is Mac McAnally is going to be joining us, and I'm such a huge fan of Mac's and have been for years and years, and I'm hoping that he'll agree to let us do a song of his together that really meant a lot to me, his Opinion on Love. That was on his No Problem Here record. I think it was his second album. Came out in the late 70s and early 80s, and I always loved that song, so I'm hoping that we might could do that one together, or we might do, in recent years, I got together with Lenny LeBlanc to write a song, and Mac happened to be in Muscle Shoals, and we ran into him at lunch, and he came and joined us, and we wrote a song together called Real Man, Real Life, Real God. So we'll do one of those songs together.
So is there new music coming out?
I'm hoping that we'll do something this year. This is my 25 years ago this year, my first album came out on Capitol. And I guess it was late summer, early fall of 93. My debut album on Capitol with Kiss Me in the Car and She's Got a Mind of Her Own, Your Love Amazes Me, all that came out. And so I'm hoping that we're kind of celebrating the fact that we hung on for 25 years. So we're hoping to put a new record out to commemorate.
Because you run your own deal now. You even pack the CDs and send them out yourself.
Yeah, I'm president and janitor. And my wife does everything in between. So, and I've got a great management team. And so we're going to see what we can do.
Touring as much as ever?
No, not as much. We do our Christmas tour is we just finished up our 21st year. And we're blocking out. We're starting to route this year's Christmas tour. We always do around 20 cities, and then we'd probably do another 50 shows throughout the year. And you know, I'd take a few more, but you know, I don't want to push it. You know, I'm not a spring chicken, so you know.
You still do the Opry?
I'm sorry.
Do you still do the Opry?
You know, living here has really provided a lot of opportunities to do the Opry. The folks that book the show have been really generous, and anytime they've got an opening, they'll check my schedule, and if they don't see me on the road somewhere, they'll call and see if I'm available to do it. And so it's always awesome. Matter of fact, I got a call not too long ago. The last time I was on, they had a cancellation, and they called me that day. So I just jumped on the car and went down there and played the Opry. So it's nice living here.
We still need you back in England.
I need to be back in England. Yeah. Now hopefully we can get that together. You know, my manager has managed other artists that have toured over there, and so they're trying to put some things to come to the UK. So that'd be awesome.
Yeah, John, it's great, as always, to see you.
It's always good to see you. And it's just always a treat. It really is.
Thanks a lot, John.
Thanks. Hi, I'm John Barry, and you're listening to Lee Williams.
Misplaced feelings that we used to know.
Nation.